All right, good morning, everyone. Let's see. All right, we'll start off with some review. Last week, we learned in the second commandment, drawing near to God by images or any way not revealed in his word is forbidden, right? So God reveals how he wants to be worshiped, and that's the way to we're supposed to do it. We also learned that God required in the second commandment for us to draw near to him only in ways that he clearly revealed in his word. So he's basically, you know, you buy something brand new, it has an instruction manual, right? So that's what we're doing. That's what God gives us, the instruction manual on how to worship him and how to live our lives. So we're going to look at Exodus 20, verse 7. And you shall not take the name of the Lord God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. All right. So what did God tell Israel they couldn't do with his name? Use it in vain, right? That's right. Take in vain, this means to use it emptily or falsely, and emptily is without substance, meaning, or sincerity. So when somebody says Jesus Christ as a swear word, that's insincere use of his name, right? It's no respect. Israel was to take care not to misrepresent God in the way they spoke and lived. So that's a little bit different than just using his name or saying his name in vain. It's also the way we live. What name did God give himself at Sinai? Do you remember that? Right, it was Yahweh, your God. In the beginning of the Ten Commandments, God gave his covenant name as the God who does not need his people, but delights to dwell with them through a mediator. All right, so why was Israel to be careful in how they handled God's name? That's right. If they took his name in vain, they would become guilty and come under his curse, just like Adam and Eve. They sinned, and God cursed all of mankind and the world. So when we plant gardens now, we got to pull a bunch of weeds also. Believe me, that ain't fun. All right. So when we think of names, what's maybe the first name you can think of God?
Yahweh,
that's right. Jesus. The first one I thought of was when God was talking to Moses, I am who I am. And that we'll learn that all these names of God speaks to his character of who he is. And we'll look into that. When you meet a friend, usually the first thing you do is tell them your name, right? My name's Philip. Yeah, Marlena. And what's your name again?
Seamus.
MJ. Okay, so we all got names. Everybody's got names. And we all, whenever we hear that name, we get an image in our head of what you look like, how you act, that kind of stuff. Your name identifies you and sets you apart from others. It is a way of referring to you as who you are as a person. That is why when relatives, teachers, or friends hear your name, they immediately makes them think of the person they know you to be. When God reveals his name, he is telling us about who he is. God's name is not just a title. It is a revelation of his glory. What That is why it is so important for us to treat his name with the highest honor and respect. So when I thought of I am, that refers to God's existence. God is. No, we had a beginning. We're going to have an end. God never had a beginning, never had an end. I am. He's there all the time. In Israel's day, it was common for servants to have the name of their master burned into their skin with a hot iron. Think that'd feel good? No. All right, so what do you think that, why do you think they put that name on their servants? Sort of, it could be, but it was kind of like saying property of the master, okay? So if we were to have something tattooed on us, we'd have property of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit because we belong to him. Imagine how painful that would be. Why would a master do this to make clear that the servant belonged to him? Everyone who went and wherever he went, and in everything he did, the servant would carry the name of his master and was responsible to rightly represent him in his speech and action. Okay? When God graciously covenants with us, he puts his name on us. That is why under the New Testament or covenant, brought about through Jesus' death and resurrection, we are baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Often people think the third commandment is only about our lips, but it's a little bit more, right? It's how we act. It's like the servant that gets the name of his master branded on him. Everybody can see it, so it's also about his actions. God is certainly forbidding us from saying bad things about him and from using his name as a curse word, but God wants us to understand that if we are part of his church, we have his name branded on us. We have a responsibility to faithfully represent him, not only with our lips, but with our whole lives. Right. So we see that it's very important how we treat God's name. Because God's name represents who he is, like the way our names represent us. The way you treat God's name shows whether you love and fear him or not. And the third commandment is about more than our lips also. While it is about how we speak about God, the third commandment is more than that. To take in vain literally means to carry falsely or emptily, which is insincerely. Whenever we misrepresent God in our speech, our actions, we break this commandment. We also know the only way we can come to keep the third commandment is by looking to and trusting in Christ. He faithfully represented God with his lips in life while on earth, right? What's the Bible say about who Jesus was and how he was? Jesus ever sinful? No, Jesus lived a perfect life. He represented God perfectly in everything he did. And now, as a reward for his obedience, he has been exalted and given the name above every name. When we, by grace, trust him, he makes us like himself so that more and more we grow and carry God's name rightly and reverently. All right, so when you get home today or during the week, let's pray for our families. Pray for our friends, faithful, and bear the name of God with their lips and lives through faith in Christ Jesus. All right? Well, let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, Father, we do desire to praise you in all that we do. For you are worthy of all great honor, praises, and may our lips always speak of you kindly. And we ask all of this in Christ's name. Amen.